Hey, this is a video response to Sandman. Regarding your video with your cousin and your cousin using you by proxy so that your mother could do her a favor, I guess, maybe I put that poorly. Anyway, I'll try to keep this as brief as possible. I work from home. And I've been working from home for about, oh, I don't know, about 10 years now, off and on. And, pardon me, one of the things that I struggled with was that after a while, I usually live in apartment buildings, and so once my neighbors figured out that I worked from home, it wasn't uncommon for people to be knocking on my door at literally at all hours, wanting to talk or hang out or chit-chat or this or that. And after a couple of years, I got frustrated. And I was really asking myself, why are they doing this? And I realized ultimately that they were doing it because that was what I trained them to do. I didn't tell them, hey, I'm working, and be polite and talk for 30 seconds and get back to work. And so that's what they came to expect, and so I really couldn't get mad at them. My point is, while I understand you're feeling like you need to do this webpage for your cousin, I believe it's your cousin, I think in the same way what it does, if you do it, is it's actually poor training for your cousin, as well as your mother, so that sure, you can do it, but I don't think that that'll be the end of it, because basically, not only will you be training your cousin, that you're willing to essentially forego what you need to do what she needs to get done, you're also going to be training your mother that she can feel free to use you for favors by proxy. And in a sense, you'll be penalized for your success. Meaning, if you do it quickly and well to get it out of the way, well, then you'll be training your mom that's, in fact, how you'll operate if she needs you to do more favors for other people. So I think it might take a while, but I think it could create a problem further on down the road. I understand your reluctance to not say no to your cousin, but as you stated, you know that you're being manipulated. You know that she hasn't talked to you for a year, at least. Now, what I try to do, I'm not terribly good at what I call womanese. Which obviously is the language of women. And I find that sometimes it takes me a couple days, to figure out what they really want. And so in this situation, you're dealing with email. I think it's okay to not get back to her right away, to let it sit until you feel comfortable in feeling like you figured it out. And not only that, also in how you want to approach it, be it saying yes or saying no. Case in point, I'm still on that stupid website, Plenty of Fish, and I got some email from a single mom in Burnaby. I'm in Toronto, not in Toronto, sorry, Vancouver, you're in Toronto, and I have to email her back And I don't want to just come out and say, look, I don't deal with single moms. Because typically, somebody who wants something doesn't take a straight no for an answer. Meaning if you tell your cousin, I can't do it this week because I'm busy, it's going to be, what about next week? And so on and so on. So put her off, give her some time. I will say this, I'm not a photographer, but I work in photography. And if you're halfway busy, you've probably got, hell, I think a slow photographer probably has somewhere in the neighborhood of 12,000 to 15,000 shots that they could archive, meaning tagging, organizing, backing up to raids, what have you. That's an awful lot of work. I'm guessing you have far beyond that. My point is, you have a ready-made excuse as far as why you can't do something. And it's not, it's very common for people who aren't photographers to only see the time that you're shooting. They think that that's all it takes. But as you know, there's more work that has to get done on the back end once you shoot or getting ready for a shoot than the actual time it takes to do the shoot itself. So I guess all I'm saying is, maybe this is a gimme on my part. I think it's totally okay to say to your cousin, you know what, I'm really sorry. I would love to do this for you, but I have a ton of X, Y, and Z. It's a massive project, and it has to get done. And you pawn it off on something else. And the other thing I would suggest, and I'm just some jackass, so if in your head you're thinking you're a jackass, that's fine. It's not going to hurt my feelings. The other thing is to pawn her off on somebody else. And it doesn't even have to be somebody you know. You could send her an email saying, here are some excellent tools that will allow you to build your own website, or have you considered X, Y, and Z in your area to build your website? Because the other thing you know is, if you jump at it and you build the website, you do it properly, you do it well, you do it quickly, then you're going to be on the hook for updates to the site. Because if she's not willing to build it for herself, or even try and ask you and say, what am I doing wrong? Well, then she's sure as hell not going to be interested in doing the updates for the site. So, that's all I've got. Let me know what you think. I actually wouldn't mind if you shot me a personal message and I could tell you what I actually do for a living. I just don't want to broadcast it all over the internets and all that stuff. And maybe we can talk about photography and all that stuff. So anyway, Sandman, have a good day.